What are the starting points of choosing truck tires?
First, I would say what your budget is. That's a big constraint on what you should choose. Also, being honest with yourself on what the duty of that tire is going to be. Terrain, load, what you're going to be doing with it. That way you make sure you spend your hard-earned money the correct way.
So mudders on a daily, not a good idea?
Not a terrible idea. It just comes with consequences. Shortened tread life, loud noises, uneven wear, depending on what you got going on. Some of us, that's what we choose to do, but for the most part, yeah, I think money's better well spent to what you actually need,
Absolutely. Yeah. And yes, in the case of, of truck tires or, the difference between say truck and SUV, when you're considering tires, like the 4Runner, for example, just came out, right? Yep. Probably with a weight range of what, I think 5,000 pounds, versus say like I've got an LX470 in the driveway, that thing's 7,000 pounds, or the Gladiator, so there's obviously weight ranges. I mean, is there really much of a distinction between say a truck tire versus an SUV tire in the case of an off-road situation?
Off-road situation, not probably so much, but you got to look at what you're going to do with that truck. Most trucks are designed to load, And so if you have a truck that can't carry that load range, you can get yourself in quite a pickle, not just with towing, but actual load of, payload. So, that's one big distinction between them, as well, with when you factor in that weight is what you're actually going to do with it.
And as we're jumping to weight, we've seen, labelings on tires where it's LT versus passenger. Can you explain a bit more about those differences?
I mean, that comes down to construction, and that construction is based on what that tire is going to do, whether it's going to be a passenger tire, car tire. So we're going to look for more on-road performance, more handling, versus a LT tire where it's actually a much tougher construction, looking for load ratings, speed ratings, stuff like that. So those are the two differences, like where they're going and what their intended purpose is what they construct that tire.
So, for example, I run Patagonia XTs on my Gladiator. I haven't had a complaint yet, so I'll keep going down that road. But I noticed that there's certain versions of that tire that are offered in the LT version and just a regular version. So is that building upon what you just mentioned, that the LT just has additional construction elements to it that provide it?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's why it's labeled differently. Yes,
got it. Okay, how do ply ratings affect tire performance, especially in an off-road environment?
So when you get into those higher load ratings, you're literally meaning a stiffer sidewall. It's meant to carry more load. So therefore, you'll see that with like your E-rated tires off-road, you're going to air down. You're not going to get the same same amount of effect of airing down with a C-rated tire or a D-rated tire that you will E, just because of that stiff sidewall. And that's purely load rating, what it's meant to do, carry heavy stuff. You'll see it over and over again. I'm not saying it won't work, seeing it work over and over again, but I'll stick with my lower rated tires for the off-road stuff. When you get into that load rating, really, the people shouldn't take trucks like that off-road, and they're just too heavy. I wouldn't want to take especially the cost of trucks now. I wouldn't want to, they've gone literally out of control. So I don't know.
And, I noticed that some of the brands you see for the longest time, 35 by 12 and a half by say 17. Mm-hmm. And then And then there's metric sizing. Mm-hmm. What's the reasoning behind that? Are tires shifting more towards the metric sizes? Are they shifting more towards an inch sizing?
I honestly haven't seen much change in that. Really, above 35, we just go to standard, by inches sizing. And that's kind of how it's always been. I haven't really seen too much of a movement on that. 35 is the one that literally seems to get in the middle.
In the case of 35, and you guys, I mean, you've got the 315, 75, I think it is, 17, and then 35, 12 and a half, 17. I think the height difference is 0.1.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. It's darn close. Yeah, I don't know honestly the reasoning on the dual on that. I don't have no idea on the 35s, but yeah, no, just in general, when we go above a 35, we just go to inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like it is a little bit on the smaller tire sizes, but that was one that kind of caught my eye of like,
absolutely. Yeah, so I'd have to ask that question. It's always been, and it's not just us, it's multiple companies that put a 35 out or a 315. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know on that. That'd be a question to raise up with the company.
Yeah. Well,
I'm still newer, so I'm still learning through all the nuances, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so. No, absolutely.
I'll bring that up in our next meeting.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah. In the case of choosing tires and, you know, in our case, like wheel choices, right? What is, you know, when someone's looking at, say, like, I want to do a minor lift on my rig and I want to, you know, looking at larger tires or a more aggressive tire or something that's, you know, trail worthy, whatever it might be, right? And then, mm-hmm. you know, obviously jumping to wheel sizes, we make a plethora of wheel diameters and widths and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. what are things to consider when choosing tires, especially from a wheel perspective? Obviously application kind of plays into it, but like, let's just role play here for a second. Like Toyota Tacoma, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say Jeep because that's just too obvious.
Yeah, that's right in my wheelhouse. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But like Toyota Tacoma, right? Mm-hmm. 1-2 inch lifts, occasional weekend warrior in the trail. You know what questions should I be asking myself?
What size tire overall you're going to run, and then base that off of your wheel as well. Budget comes into play. I mean, that's a big thing. Also, you have to look at, if you're looking for a specific tire, not all tires are available in the size with the wheel you're looking for. So sometimes that comes into play too.
Yep.
If you want to get 17 to 18 or 19, larger wheels with smaller tires, you're going to ride a little harsh. You're going to lose some of that sidewall flex, if you will. You're going to lose some of that air down capability. Even on road, you're going to, you know, feel the harshness of the road, that smaller sidewall. So especially off-roading, you don't always want a large amount of sidewall, but you do want some give to the tire, something to wrap around tree logs, rocks, what have you.
So that's a good point, right? Like, what is too much sidewall? Because I've always been of the thought, like, you know, sidewall is a good thing, especially from an air down perspective, ride mm-hmm. comfort on the trail. Mm-hmm. I typically, like, even so for me, Windrock is 35 minutes from the house, right? Mm-hmm. And when I go play up there, like, I'll air down to maybe 19. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got 3-inch lift on the Gladiator, running 35s, rooftop 10 on it. You know, it's weighed down a little bit. But even like when I was living in Southern California, Johnson Valley, wheeling out there, stuff like that, mm-hmm. 19 was always kind of the way to go. And I was always like, okay, I want that extra sidewall. I want the comfort. But to your recent point, you know, to a point you just mentioned, like, when is that too much?
So that's a personal preference for one, but in my personal opinion, it becomes too much when you have to air down so far that you lose handling characteristics of the tire. So I had at one point another set of tires that I was running a 42 inch with a 17, and I felt that I had to air down to like 4 PSI. To get them to do what I want them to do. But at that point, you could physically see the wheel moving inside of the tire. It was just too low. So there is a play where you get too much, you actually start to get negative handling characteristics with the sidewall flex. And if you think about it, that's a bunch of area now that's just kind of hanging out there looking for rocks to come up and slice through. So that also comes into play as well, is when you have a giant sidewall.
I guess that explains, like, you see certain, like, of the... the crawlers, like the guys that are building just stuff, the moon buggy
style. Yeah.
Yeah, moon buggy, like, it's mm-hmm. a hard time hiking it, let alone putting a vehicle through it.
Absolutely.
And you see those guys rocking 42 inch tires, sticky 42 inch tires, and then jump up to like 20 inch rims. I'm like, well, there's a point of balling.
Yeah.
But like, is there actually a reason for this? And like, you bring up a good topic of just, you know, there is a point of just too much sidewall flex. As much as you're trying to get a more comfortable ride, you know, having that sidewall, you know, there is sort of a point of diminishing return.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so is there, What are, like, okay, so we're on the topic of the Tacoma, right? And weekend warrior, you know, driving, you know, daily commuter, stuff like that. Like, what are, you know, in your opinion, what are some tires to consider? Like, or is someone looking at, and maybe this is sort of snowballs into another question, more of the distinctions between, say, a mudder versus an aggressive all-terrain to an all-terrain versus down the line we go?
That all depends on how much you actually decide that you're going to off-road that vehicle or what terrain you plan to use it on. If you don't plan to ever do any hardcore rock crawling, there's no real reason to be rolling around on a mud terrain. Right off the bat from our lineup, you lose a warranty when you go with a full mud terrain versus using any of the extreme terrains all the way down to our highway tire. So we know what we're going to do with it. I know what I do with it. I know why we don't have warranties on it. I totally get it. The rest of them, we understand that, like, that's not going to be a strictly off-road tire. Also, the handling characteristics that you're going to get on the road improve the farther you go down the line towards a all-terrain type tire versus a mud terrain. But that all depends on what terrain you plan to use it on. And again, budget. That's another big one in the factor as well. So,
and is it the type of thing where, say, you take more of a street all-terrain? Like, I think in your guys' case, like AT Pro, I think is looks more of like an aggressive street tire, you know, like knobby-esque, right?
Yeah, it's an aggressive all-terrain. Yeah.
Versus say like a Patagonia XC, which is even more aggressive. But it's the type of thing where, you know, understanding the limitations of how far you can push that, say AT Pro, and what you're trying to accomplish on the trail.
I think it's more of like what size. Because they both come in varying sizes. So whatever size meets your requirements is one big thing between the two. As far as off-road handling, I mean, they're very close. XT, I think, will edge it out a bit. But I think between the two really comes down to which one really tailors to how much you're going to off-road, your vehicle characteristics and load rating, speed rating, all that, and sizes available.
Got it. Is there an optimum height or like suspension lift height to tire ratio to consider?
Personal preference, and if it clears. Nothing worse than getting that new tire on, you know, you've heard it before, and they turn and they rub, or at full articulation it's trying to pull a fender off. I always say it's up to personal preference, but really it should clear, and if it doesn't clear, you should at least make it clear or get a smaller size,
man. I just had like flashbacks of when I last, so it was a year and a half and 2 years ago, actually, I lifted my Gladiator and did it in the driveway. I did it with Ollie. There was Rig for Dirt. He was at KC for a bit. And then my buddy Matt, and we were doing it out there in the driveway, and we did like half the truck. But at one point I had to go get tires mounted, and I mounted 35s on a stock Gladiator and no lift on it at all. And I remember feeling it in the wheel. And I was having to do like 20 point turns to get around town. And then we actually lifted it. And then actually, you know, with a proper backspacing on the wheel, actually improves steering radius of the truck.
Yep.
Absolutely. And rubbing is never fun, especially when you're on the trail and you start flexing things out and you just kind of insert. It's like every little thump is just a whack in the back of your head for decisions.
And it literally could be, you know, with the choosing that tire size, it can be varying depending on company as well. Not everybody's tires are exactly the same size. So even if I was to say, oh, 1-inch lift on Tacoma will fit this tire size, varying per company, actually. So,
and then
backspacing is another thing that you said, you nailed it on the head. The backspacing is another big equation in there as well on the fitment. Yeah. So, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, another way of looking at it too, because there are some folks who are like, lift as little as you have to and spend money on skids.
Yeah. You can always bash your way through. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it's like there's a couple of folks in space where I was like, oh, like I could go to this, and like, no, like don't spend your money on more lift, you know, spend money on, you know, skid plates, you know, get as low as you can. Cause it does change roll center of the vehicle, just kind of, you know, highway driving characteristics. And, you know, is there such a thing as too high for the trail as well?
Absolutely. You got to factor in center of gravity. A lot of the stuff we do, we lean over. Getting too tall, especially tall and narrow, is a bad combo. But also being too short and too wide can be tough to get through a trail as well. You know, these trails are only so wide. So a lot of folks are using wider and wider axles. A lot of the trails are wide, but I've seen it where it comes to a head and you can't fit through things. So yeah. Especially East Coast, they got lots of trees. It's hard to get through.
Yeah, the trees are slippery. They're not rocks. Like
coming from the west, I swear they jumped out in front of me the whole time I was there. They just kept jumping out on the trail.
And you were out wheeling this way last year, right?
Yep. Yeah, I did Wind Rock and Black Mountain, did some Pennsylvania, Michigan, and then head down to Texas. Yep.
But you were also a part of the Ultimate Truck Challenge, right? What's
that? So I did Ultimate Adventure, yeah, as well last year. So that was Pennsylvania down to Kentucky. We did that last year. So
I was watching a couple of those episodes and I was like, that looks like a party, but also you guys were out there for a bit.
It was a party. It was definitely a party. It only rained one day. So, you know, most of us are open top or, you know, had some sort of situation, you know, canvas over it. But no, it was definitely a party. But man, there was not much sleep with that party. It just kept moving.
Yeah, it was definitely a great show to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah.
In the case of tires and rims, like where is there such thing as too wide of a tire? Like, especially from a fitment perspective?
I mean, sure. You know, if they get too wide, it's hard to get them in there in any fender well, you know, no matter what you've got. Then you have the problems of your tire hanging outside the fender or your body, which is going to start throwing stuff up on the side. You're going to have turning issues for sure. Mm-hmm. You get so wide. Off-road characteristics for sure. I mean, you get on, they're great for snow and sand where you have to spread your footprint out. Start trying to fit in between things and you realize how wide your tires are real quick. So there is absolutely downsides to having too wide. I haven't found it yet. I think widest we make is a 1550, but that's more of like a street tire. It's on a much thinner profile sidewall. So
is that for a truck or a car?
Truck.
Really? Wow. So
40 1550 I believe we have come in the XTs, and then a 38 1550 we'll have, and these are on 20 inch wheels for the MT-02 truck tires. Yep.
Wow, crazy. I didn't think you guys went that wide on those.
I think we had them last year with the MTOs, the originals, and the MT-02 version of both those is slated for this year. So they're in the book. They have numbers, but I don't think they're out yet. But yeah, we will have you know, people love those big wide truck tires. I mean, they look cool. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, that's a lot of fuel economy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of mass moving around. And like, you know, we were even talking recently, like, oh, you should go to 37s. I'm like, yes. But if you go to 37s, you're definitely, you know, you have to consider gearing. You have to consider upgrading your steering system. Like, it's just, it's that snowball effect. Like, yes, you could go there. But
every step up,
a lot of fun too.
More and more things, absolutely. And it snowballs. You nailed that, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of snow and sort of truck tires, does it warrant even having? Dare I even say, I mean, granted, this only affects like a certain population here in the U.S., but even having snow tires, you know, like seasonal side of things for truck tires versus say cars.
You know, I've actually lived away from snow for long enough that I feel okay with that. But I have got a ton of feedback on the XT with people that live up in Salt Lake. And then I went even further up to Idaho and all of that. And they have been, in Moab when I was there, raving about the snow handling on these tires. And these are people that live in snow for a good amount of years. I did have a dedicated set when I lived in North Dakota. I mean, I think that's a completely different battle as far as comes to snow. And this was years ago. They did help out a ton. I used mud tires in the summertime and used snow tires in the wintertime. Once I switched to kind of middle of the road tire, I never looked back. So I think, is there a handling difference? Absolutely. And if I was blasting a Subaru to go skiing every day, maybe I would look into that where I'm actually battling like blizzards. But for the average person, I don't think so. I think that the 3-peak rating on the side of the tire is more than enough.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you saw, but like this winter, I mean, obviously there was a lot of snow everywhere this winter, especially here in Knoxville. We got over a foot of snow, and I don't think there's been that much snow here since 93.
Holy cow, and that's crazy.
It was nuts, and schools were shut down, I think, for like 8 or 9 days. In Knoxville, I think Brad has all of like 3 snow plows the entire town, so they certainly were not prepared for it. I noticed that like the tires of my rig were a 3S rated tire, and getting around the truck ended up being the village bicycle, getting the neighbors around, and they're like, oh, the irony and all this, the Californian, you know, moving here and you're getting us around. I'm like, that's what the truck's for.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but great things about the XT in the snow. So another success story. Yeah. That's the same thing I've heard from everybody. So luckily I live in a place where it doesn't do that. So I'm just skipping out on that whole deal.
Well, like, so in your case, I mean, especially with your rig, I mean, Red Rock, high traction, when you're looking for tires for that, I mean, what are you looking for?
Soft compound, C or D load rating, wide, wide tire, at least a 1450 would be nice. That's pretty much characteristics right there. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know,
big, soft, and sticky.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we've been telling them. We had gone back when I started with Milestar 7 years ago as just an enthusiast. We only had a 40-inch tire, and we had a bunch of us had rallied together, and they took all the input, and that's what we came up with the 42. And so it was cool to actually be on the development side of that and help out and have suggestions when we came up with that tire. So yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy how the 42 came on, because I remember at one point 40 was like, holy shoot, that's a smoking big tire.
I mean, we can go back to when 35s were a big deal. I mean, 35s back in the day were like, you're doing things, you got 35s. And then 37s was like, what are we doing to these trucks? What are we doing to these Jeeps? And now 40s are like the daily. Like, oh yeah, just daily on 40s every day. Yeah, that's super
common. Like, I remember growing up as a kid, like, you know, where I was in Southern California, you know, in November time, everyone flocks to Baja for the Baja 1000. And you'd see like the old terrible Herbs trucks and stuff like that. And like, dude, they've got 37 inch projects. And you're like, that is like the tire.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing. Yeah. And now it's like, I'm running 35s on a daily, and that's just 2 inches bigger.
Yeah. I was gonna say, they come with stock, not too much smaller than that. Like, it's crazy that they come from the factory with such a large tire, you know, but then again, you have minivans coming out with 20s. So like at this point, it's craziness. Absolutely craziness. Especially being around when, you know, 15s were like, that's when it's going to be forever. And nobody wanted to go to 17 inch wheels. And now look at us. We're 22s on standard cars.
Is from a preference perspective, is there a height, tire height to rim diameter that you feel is like the piece?
No, I think it's depending on what your wheel is, your tire size, or your tire construction. I think there's a lot of factors that go into that, to be honest. But I'm pretty happy with the 42s on the 20. I'll be honest. It's working pretty good. Well, I mean, you've seen it. Like you said, they're the moon buggies. They're tried and true. That's what everybody's running. So, yeah.
I would argue that you're a bit on the extreme side of it, though, too, right? I mean,
100%. My 100% basis. Yeah, absolutely. It's on the very extreme side. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah.
So if there was one bit of advice you'd recommend when it comes down to tire choice for trucks, what is it?
I would say do your research. I mean, that's the big thing. Like, you're going to spend a lot of money. Do the research and be honest with yourself of what you need, what that tire needs to do, and your budget, you know, not just budget buying it, but budget factoring in the fuel economy that you have, the choice you're going to make. You know, yeah, I'd love to daily on 40s, but I mean, probably get it done in 35s or 37s would be just enough. So I'd be honest with you, you know, all the questions you need to go into that with and make an honest decision, because it is a big chunk of money. So. Absolutely.
Is there, I'm trying to think of a way to position this, because it's just, you know, yeah, trying to be, what is the best way to put this? Trying to be true with yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, be honest with I mean, you got to go through your own checklist of questions and make a good decision, you know?
Expectations are where you're looking to get out of the rig, how you want to explore on the weekends. you know, like I would argue that, you know, like me running a 35 on my rig, you know, again, it's a daily.
Yeah.
And how deep do I really want to get into it? You know, especially on the trail and for as much trail driving as I do, you know, there could argue that there's a bit of a point of diminishing return if you just go too big, if you're only doing certain things or versus the other way around. Yeah. You know, I found that like trying to find a good middle of the road, mm-hmm. you know, the extremes are always fun, you know, especially like in your case, 20s and 42s.
Right.
But you're also doing the extreme, you know,
right.
check out your Instagram account. Versus the weekend warrior that, you know, a 35 is probably more than efficient. And I'd probably argue that 33s are still pretty valuable.
Yeah. And to the tune of what you were saying earlier, 35s are also and above our hard on components. So, you know, every time you step up in tires, you're also making everything harder on your vehicle all the way through drivetrain, suspension. You know, everything about it is more rolling mass, so things will wear out faster the larger tire you go. Being in truck as well, same story. So absolutely.
When you're looking for rims for your rig, and you know, granted you're on beadlocks, we don't mm-hmm. make beadlocks, but what are some of the things that you're, you know, that's on your list of things you're considering when purchasing wheels?
Size, weight, what they have on the lip as far as bead protection, as far as, you know, I don't use bead locks for everything. Some of them I use, you know, some sort of lock system. Price, color, availability would be the big things that I go through. I mean, standard things that I think people look at, you know, specs are the big one. You know, obviously if it doesn't fit what I needed to, it's not going to work, but yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've discussed quite a bit on choosing Absolutely. Truck tires, and Absolutely. You know, I thank you for jumping on and spending some time with us. And you know, we glossed over on a couple different topics, and I think ultimately at the end of the day, it's being true with yourself of what you're trying to build for your vehicle,
100%.
And with a, you know, a tire and wheel choice. You know, find stuff that aligns more with what you're going to be doing versus what you'd want to do. Right.
Right. Everybody wants to look, have that cool look, but realistically, if you're going to spend the money, you might as well do it on something you actually need and will last and complete the job that you needed to do. So absolutely.
Right. In other words, putting, you know, say in Milestar's case, like MTO2s on a daily, probably not a good choice.
Tons of people do it. I would, and then I do it. I honestly, like, I have a couple of Jeeps on them, but I think there's better choices if you're not going to wheel all the time, to be honest. You know, you've used the XT. It's a great tire, and I've used the XT off-road, and I think it's awesome. And I think with the road characteristics that come from that tire, that if people gave it a try for maybe a 70-30, you know, off-roads, you know, kind of deal, or somebody that doesn't, you know, weekend warrior, like you're saying, I think they'd be impressed with the on-road handling and the off-road characteristics as well. So absolutely.
Actually, real quick, you brought up a good point. Maybe this is a bit more of a, let me ask you a quick question and suggest a tire. So in the case of duty uses, mm-hmm. you know, street versus dirt,
okay.
80% street, 20% dirt. What are you looking at?
ATR, AT Pro. If you, you know, something like that would be more than enough.
Okay.
So if I say AT Pro, I'd probably be a little aggressive on that, but still gravy great on-road characteristics. So yeah, absolutely.
70-30.
That's probably getting close to your AT Pro. Yeah, I mean, that's right in that wheelhouse, absolutely.
Okay. 50-50.
I would say XT, or even you're getting into the MT-02 if you really, 50-50 is not bad. And honestly, the road characteristics of them are great. You just don't have like a 3-peak rating or a warranty. So that's where you got to ask yourself, like, how do I want to proceed from here on the way out? So.
And I think this last one is sort of self-explanatory based off everything we've been saying, but Trailer Queen.
Oh, my boys, the MTO2s every single time. Absolutely. And I'd go Black Label at that point.
Explain that a little bit, because I don't think most folks realize that, especially in the Milestar's case, that's an option.
So a lot of people like throwing around the word sticky, which literally just means a different compound. So some of them go by colors. We use the black, which is Black Label compound, which is literally same tire, same everything about it, literally just a different compound, and it's softer just for traction. We would, it was something like competition compound is what it would be compared to.
Okay.
And we call it the not highway safe NHS. It has a designator on the side of the wall. So
for what reasons?
Just that comp. Well, for one, you wouldn't want to use it. It's going to wear out. You're going to be really upset about the miles you don't get out of that tire. But yeah, it's a competition tire. It really should be used in competition settings.
Okay. And there's nothing different about it as far as, say, bead structure or sidewall development, things like that.
Different compound as well. Yep. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
What's next on deck for Milestar?
We are headed to Jeep Beach. We will be down there in a couple days. I think it is now. It's out. And then post that will be at the Overland Expos. I believe it's one in Flagstaff and then one up in Oregon. So
nice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the event that I've been wanting to get out to.
I haven't been to either one of those yet, so it's my first time on Jeep Beach and the Overland Expo. So I'm excited to see both.
My thought is like harking back to the old day of the Off-Road Expo at Fontana. If you ever had the chance to go there, that was my old stomping ground.
Nice. Yeah, I actually have been back when I worked for Adam Dryshep. I drove out there one time. So yeah, from Vegas. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate your time. And, if there's anything you want to send off with, please drop it.
No, I'm good. And thank you guys for having me on. I hope I can do this again. And hope we can together help people make educated decisions on tires and wheels.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.